Welcome to Empath, conversations and intentions around meaningful marketing for soulful, sensitive, empathic entrepreneurs. Join me, the feral writer, to talk with truth and texture about creativity from the heart space, marketing with meaning and emotion. This is Empath. Hi guys, and welcome back to Empath. Today, I'm doing a bit of a fun one, and it's all about why choosing a burlesque name is like naming your business. These are my tips on naming your business, but from the perspective of finding a burlesque name. Naming businesses is something I've done for many years. It's something I really, really love, but it's often quite difficult, and I find it's harder the closer you are to it. So when a business tries to name themselves, they often struggle with this because, well, for a multitude of reasons, you know, how do you name something that great when you've got a vision so big? How do you find a name that does that justice? How do you find a name that is original and unique and authentic and all of these things, but doesn't sound cliched or doesn't box you in some way that gives you room for expansion and room for expression in equal measure? You know, naming a business is not for the faint-hearted. And I always have said, when I name a business, I lose money. I mean, I don't name businesses anymore. But every time I named a business, I'd lose money because I was just putting so many hours in and it wasn't sort of stacking up. I put so many hours in, but honestly, it was a passion project. I would only take on a few a year because they were such big jobs. It would take weeks, and I mean weeks, and occasionally months to name a business. I think I've shared stories before where I've talked about the fact that I would literally create a board on my wall that sort of showed everything about you. It would have your, it was kind of like a bit stalker-like. I would have your pictures, I would have things you said, words you'd used, your logo, ideas from your website, your children's names. You can tell a lot from someone's names for their children, you know, because that tells you a lot about their taste. Naming your children's got to be one of the biggest things that people do. So when you find out what their names are, immediately you know a lot about them. You know, if you've called your child Jonathan, or you've called your child Emerald, you can tell a lot about those different names. You know, instantly it tells you something about the person, and you can build layers on that by looking at middle names, by looking at the branding the person's using, by looking at their taglines, by looking at the way they write on social media. I got so much about my customers from social media posts. I would literally copy and paste them, print them out, and put them on my wall. It became like a bit of an X-file in order to name them, which I love, but it's an investment. It's an investment in my time, and it's even harder for a business. Finding that name that they're happy about, that they settle on, you know, it can be no easy job. So I'm currently doing a burlesque course, which I am loving. I've done some heels dancing for the last 6 months. It's my 6 month danceversary coming up, and I'm not a dancer by any means, but I have loved every second of it. And now I've had the opportunity for my birthday month to do a burlesque course with my dance studio that I'm dancing with. And I'm loving every second. And the format of it is that you go in, you have your photograph taken, and it's like a school photo. You know, you're basically sat on a stool wearing your normal clothes, just have your picture taken. And then you do this 4 week course, and in it you learn different techniques and lift different things about burlesque. And then you're learning a routine alongside it. And at the end you have like an after photo shoot, which I haven't had yet because I'm only halfway through. But as part of this, you have to choose a burlesque name. And when I came into the dancing, I was really nervous. You know, I'd seen some of their videos. I had a friend that went. I was anxious about doing this. I'm not a dancer. I've never worn heels this high. I don't really fancy the idea of dancing in my pants. I was literally terrified. I drank loads of Rescue Remedy when I started, but I survived it. But because my friend didn't even turn up, so thank you, Sky. I'm giving you a shout out. I survived it by channeling the character of Black Moon Lilith from astrology. Black Moon Lilith is essentially about raw feminine energy. The story of Lilith is that she was Adam's first wife in the Garden of Eden, and basically she, you know, put her foot down and had her own opinions and wasn't going to be subservient to a man, so she got kicked out of Eden. I share a lot in common with Black Moon Lilith, and I feel like she's a really important part of my life and my work, specifically my work. I work with her energy a lot when I'm working with my clients through Priestess. I work with it in a different format through Empress. I basically use her energy a lot to fuel my work, and I have a lot of love for Lilith. So it was automatic to me that she was kind of my protectress when I was going into the dancing environment. So I went in with my Lilith shield, and I knew that when I did burlesque, that'd be my stage name, Black Moon Lilith. And as things have unfolded, that's not actually my stage name at all. And so what I've learned along the way, I've turned into 6 tips for you today so you can apply this. I'm going to tell you each tip and apply it to naming your business. So number one is don't choose the name first. Let your business show you the name. This is so important. I would say this in life. When I named my eldest daughter, we decided we would call her Pearl because we'd always said if we had a girl, we'd call her Pearl. We both liked the name. It's a beautiful name. You know, it's always going to be Pearl. And when we had her, within a second, and I mean a second, we just looked at her and we looked at each other and we were like, no, that's not Pearl. That is, she is not a Pearl. Like, it's a beautiful name, but she needs something different to that. She needs some Lilith energy. I have a Scorpio daughter, and let me tell you now, you know, she'd smash that Pearl in 1 second. She is a force of nature. So we sort of said, well, look, what can she be? And we found another name that, well, really, truly found us. It found us through a long story. I'd had my photograph taken with some lionesses at the zoo. I'd fed the lionesses, and that was the one day I felt like I was having a girl. The whole pregnancy, everyone told me they thought it was a boy. I thought it was a boy. That one day I just said to my husband, it's a girl. I just feel like it's a girl. And that feeling went when I left the zoo. And then we found this name, and it's beautiful. And it turned out it meant lioness. And we didn't know the connection. So immediately she was that. She is Aria, lioness. Aria Pearl, in fact. We still kept the Pearl. We just put it on the back burner. And so essentially, the name kind of found us. And it's the same with businesses. If you go in and you think, I am X, I am Y, the name is this, or like the name comes first, the business might show you the name is different. I went into burlesque thinking I'm Black Moon Lilith. It wasn't even debatable. People said, what's your name? Oh, I'm Black Moon Lilith. You know, I wasn't even open to discussion. I was just, I am, it is what it is. It's a done deal. And that's interesting because when I started dancing and looking at myself back and thinking, I don't know about this. Like, I don't feel very Lilith-like. There is another side of me coming out, and it wasn't aligned with who I went in my mind to be. I had to let her show me her. I had to let that persona come out to see it. And with your business, I'm asking you to do just that, to stand back and witness it from the outside before you commit to the name. Number two is to work out your vibe. You know, what's your vibe? Black Moon Lilith, you know, she's sexy but raw. You know, I'd honestly say she's a little bit damaged. She's bruised and she's damaged, and she comes from quite an angry place. In fact, she represents that raw feminine energy, but I associate a lot of her energy, and this is me speaking personally, like I'm not basing this on anything I've read, so, you know, you may feel differently about Black Moon Lilith, but for me, I feel like her energy is actually quite masculine in some ways, and I felt like everything I love about her, and I do love it about her, it was different to who I was being when I was performing, and my character isn't about that. She doesn't have that sort of feminine rage as it is. And I'm not saying it's an unhealthy rage. I actually think her rage is extremely healthy, but it wasn't coming into my character. And although there is some intensity in my character, it's not to the level that I thought there would be. Like, I thought it would be more than that. I thought I would be darker than that. And the energy would be more rough, and it wasn't. And so I realized as I was going that actually my vibe is very different, that I'm a bit more fun. Yes, I'm sultry, but also there's this sense of sort of poetry in the movement and cheekiness and sassiness and just a side that felt really quite, I don't want to say vintage because I'm not trying, like it's not vintage pinup type style, but there was that sense of glamour, like that old school silver screen glamour was in there. And it felt kind of quirky and a bit different and not Lilith-like. Like if you had seen me dance and someone had said, name an astrology goddess or an astrology asteroid or whatever that she represents, I don't think anyone would have pinned Lilith on me. And I realized that, yes, I love Black Moon Lilith and I have a relationship with her, but she wasn't coming through in my dancing style and when I think about my vibe, it wasn't correlating. So take some time to work out the vibe of your business. And that might mean sitting down and writing down mood words. I'm a big fan of mood words. So in my case, I'd be writing sultry, fun, cheeky, poetic, flirty, etc. And then also do a mood board. I didn't actually do a mood board for this, but if I had time, I would have done. Basically look at pictures that I did. I tell you what I did do. I went through my Dropbox pictures and I looked at pictures that I felt showed this side of me that I've had on shoots. And so the pictures that showed this, there were some sultry ones in lingerie, but there were others that were just feathers. And it felt more kind of like that little touch of showgirl. And it was more fun and more lighthearted. But spend some time with your mood board. Look at images that inspire your business. They don't have to be obvious pictures. You know, I don't need you to, like, if you sell cosmetics, I don't need you to go get pictures of cosmetics. I want you to write down the words and show the pictures that sort of sum up the feel of your brand. Is it light and airy and romantic? Is it dark and moody and textured? Is it fun and flirty and frivolous? Or is it sustainable and clean and minimal? You know, really think about the words that resonate with you. Really think about the images that go with this. Number three is a controversial one, not to use a name generator or like, you know, a kind of pattern. Like, use your mother's maiden name and your first pet. I mean, mine would be Zippy Birch. That would be my name if I did that, Zippy Birch. I mean, hey, you know, don't knock it. It could work. But it doesn't sum up all the things from point two, you know, my mood, my vibe. So I would say the main reason not to use a name generator, because I'm not knocking the ideas. It comes up with some great ones. But it's generic. It's very generic. If you're getting those ideas, everyone's getting those ideas. And also, you all know how I feel about swipe files and copy paste and all of that. I don't want everything to be the same. I want it to be different. I want it to be authentic. So I feel like when you go and look for those things, you just see the same things as everybody else. And does it even say anything about you and your mood and your character? They're just great names. But that's the problem. People name their business a great name. It doesn't mean anything. It's not personal. It's not considered. It's not authentic. And I just feel like I'm always going to be the girl that says, don't do copy paste. Don't go and get an idea from Google. Don't use AI to come up with your stage name, your burlesque name, and especially not your business name, because I think there should be roots there. I really believe in that. No matter what you're naming, I feel like there should be roots. Number four is to show you. What makes you you? You know, who are you? And it doesn't have to be all of you, but, you know, what shows off this side of you? So, you know, are you fun, flirty, petite? So for me, I am petite. What about being celestial? I'm celestial. You know, I'm sultry, but flirty. When I really thought about my character, I am, at the end of the day, quite Plutonian. I am deep, dark, soulful, immersive, deep thinker, deep feeler. I'm very intuitive. However, I have a very Jupiterian streak in me. I'm very happy-go-lucky. I'm very fun. I'm very spiritual. I'm very connected to the higher purpose. You know, the closest astrological aspect in my chart is actually Sun trine Neptune. And I can feel that Neptunian quality to everything that I do. It's almost dreamlike. It's magic. And I feel like I wanted to incorporate some of that. It wasn't just about, it was combining these two things. So show you what makes you you. Take some time to mind map this or write down what makes you you, what makes your business yours, and write down keywords and mood words and things that remind you of who you are and keep you rooted and anchored to that while you're going through the naming experience. Because it's easy to have your head turned by something pretty. Let me tell you, it's easy to go, oh yeah, you know, Miss Tease. Miss Tease would be a good name. I'm not a Miss Tease. That is just not me. It's a nice name, but I wanted the name to have a nod to who I was. And it's the same with your business. And then number five is don't try to say it all. Do not try to say it all. 100% this is important with your business. Show some lace. That's what I would say. Show some lace. Don't get it all out, you know? No one needs to see it all. No one needs to know it all. So I would say, be careful what you show and what you don't. And know that your name is one part of a big picture. Your name is one cog. Your tagline is one cog. Your Instagram bio is one cog. Your homepage is one cog. Your branding is one cog. Your imagery is one cog. They all come together to make the picture. You do not need to have to say it all and try and get it all in. You don't need a name that covers 10 points. You just need to choose, and the important bit is in the choosing, what makes the grade and what hits the cutting room floor. What do you choose to show and to share? What is your hint of lace? And then last of all is number 6. Try it on for size. You know, who is she? Let that alter ego or alternative ego, because I don't believe it has to be another you. I think it has to show a side of you. Let that side show and try it on. You know, when I go dancing next week, I'm going to be trying on my name, my new name, and seeing how I feel about it. I'm going to be, you know, acting from that place. But until then, I've literally been looking at a video of me dancing and then applying the names and thinking, is she this? Is she that? Is that true to me at the end of the day? Does this represent this side of me? And so definitely try your business name on for size. You know, write it down, put it on your website, put it next to some of your pictures, say it out loud a few times. I'm Jess, I'm from X, name your company name, you know, and get used to it and see how it feels. And just like a dress you buy from a shop, you don't take the tag off, you walk around in it, you look in the mirror, you take some pictures, you think about it, you send it to a couple of your closest friends, and that's where it goes. I'm recording this, actually, without having announced the name, because I'm actually going to put my name out to public vote. So I'm recording this the day before I do it, but I'm going to be putting my burlesque top 3 names that I came up with out to public vote on Shit Chat tomorrow on Instagram. So by the time this goes live, the name will be chosen by the public, but I already know the name I want. And I'm kind of trusting that the public, that my audience will see these things I've told you about and will associate this name with me. So I'm going to share that the name I'm going to choose is going to be Pixie L'Amour. So Pixie L'Amour. And the aim of that is because I wanted to combine a few elements of being flirty and being fun and being, one of the girls I danced with said, you really make me feel like you're French. And like, that's the best compliment for me, because I love the French. I love the French style. I love the French way of living. I literally feel like I must have been French in a past life because I love it so much. You know, I spoke French at school, and also I spoke really good French at school. Like, it just came so naturally to me. I feel like I've definitely got a French vein in there somewhere. But so I wanted to combine that sort of French feel. You know, Pixie at the end of the day is something that has been associated with me for many years. I'm very petite. I'm under 5 foot. I have very short hair. You know, I have a pixie cut. It's very fun. It's kind of sexy, sassy, but fun. And so I hope this works out, because I'm going to put it out to public vote. I've always put my names out to public vote. You know, my dogs have got named by public votes. You know, I've shortlisted and then people have chosen, and it's always worked out for me. So fingers crossed, if I've, you know, done this right and this name does suit that side of my personality, then hopefully you guys will all have voted for it. And I will now be officially Pixie L'Amour. We shall see. We always finish every single episode with an invitation to set an intention. And today I'm asking you to think about how you can apply these 6 things to choosing a name. And that can be a name for your business, or it can be a name for an offering, a name for anything, a name for a product, a name for a course, a name for a membership, a name for a email newsletter, a name for a lead magnet, a name for anything. But basically what I want you to do is let it show you the name as it comes together. So when I created my membership, I did the whole membership with no name, and I named it at the end. So rather than name it and then work from the name, I let the name come in while I was in creative mode. Remember to work out your vibe, look at mood board, look at mood words. Don't use a name generator. Try and steer away from AI. I think we rely on it a lot. And I don't rely on it at all. But I think as a society, we rely on it a lot. And I think you're better to go inwards than to go outwards. I truly believe that. Try not to Google. Try to put your hand on your heart and trust what comes. Journaling. Journaling is my Google. Journaling, honestly, will get you every answer you need. You don't need to Google. Show you what makes you you. Don't try and say everything. And try it on by size and have a little practice and maybe narrow it down. And maybe if you trust them, open it up to your audience and see what they choose based on you know, your shortlist, you'd be surprised. Your audience actually probably know you pretty well. So that's what I would do. The intention is to spend some time working on this, thinking about the name under these 6 points and maybe journaling around it as well. I'm so excited to hear if anyone is working on a name. I'm always free to discuss names. You can find me on Instagram at The Feral Writer. And hopefully you'll get to see my new burlesque identity on there as well. Remember, guys, whatever you do, all you've got to be is true. Thank you for listening to Empath, the podcast for meaningful marketing for soulful creatives. If you want more from me, head to my website, jesscollins.co.uk, and check out my membership community, Empress, where you will find a community of heart-centered creatives, the Empress Practice, my signature 7 chapters of soulful marketing, and weekly live sessions, from soul goal setting to journaling and personal access to me. The doors are currently open. Be sure to message me on Instagram at The Feral Writer to let me know how you found this episode. Take care, and I'll be back next week.